Hello everybody, I'm John, your favorite presenter. We meet again on Wednesday, May 18, at the Mount Pleasant High School to talk to you about why is eating so complicated. I'm going to take this step, introduce you to the different people who will bring you this subject. First, Laure. To continue, Fanny. Follow up, David, and the next is Jody, and finally, Loina.
Eating behaviors are the set of behaviors of an individual vis-à-vis their food. Consumption is main function is to bring the necessary energy to the life of an individual. There are different types of eating disorder. The best known are bulimia, which consists of eating large quantities of food that are often unhealthy, anorexia, which is a loss of appetite that leads to significant weight loss and many other disorders. There are also different types of diets, such as the vegetarian diet, which is the exclusion of food from animal, or the protein diet, which consists eating only food from animal or food rich of protein. There is no single cause for eating disorders, but some people are more susceptible than others. These risk factors are many and varied. For example, the feeling of lacking control, lacking self-confidence.
Thank you, it's so great. The second group will talk to us about when eating make you sick and kill you. It's you, Fanny.
Hello. To start, poor nutrition is one of the main risk factors for many chronic diseases. We see a deterioration in health by disease of a large number of people. It is linked to four different food groups: sugar, salt, fat, and alcohol. It is not good for health and should be consumed in moderation. To reduce risk of diseases such as anorexia and diabetes, a diet must be put in place. 1 in 5 deaths in the world is linked to an unbalanced diet. In 2017, 11 million people died from diseases associated with overeating, overconsumption. This includes an excess of salt, sugar, or meat, with insufficient amounts of cereal and vegetables in the diet.
Yes, interesting. Our next group will talk to us about feeling 10 billion people in 2050. David, you have the floor.
In 2050, the world population will be 10 billion inhabitants, which implies major issues such as the question of food. Will around 18,000 million people suffer from hunger in the world? We wonder about the capacity of world agriculture to feed and 2 billion more people in 30 years. Most people feel that, and this objective is achievable on two conditions: reduce food losses and want in world agriculture production. It is described as your plate will consist of only 94 grams of meat, as opposed to 185 today. We will see an increase in the consumption of fruit, vegetables, and insects.
Oh my God, it's interesting.
Thank you.
Jody on other and will present us the food order.
Hello everyone, today we are going to talk to you about a complex subject that affects far more people than we think, and that is eating disorder. Eating disorder are complex conditions that can manifest themselves and an early age. There are four types of medically defined eating disorder: anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, binge eating disorder, and unspecified eating disorder. A person with anorexia nervosa may refuse to maintain a normal weight for the body by limiting the amount of food that it or by exercising much more than usual. Regardless of their actual weight, she can feel fat. She can think about the height often and used to accept for self-eating. Binge eating include periods of eating compulsion followed by purging to eliminate food by vomiting or using laxatives. Regardless of the actual weight, people show suffer from bulimia can feel fat. They can also think about their body weight often and use to accept their self-esteem. Health problems caused by bulimia include liver disorder, dehydration and digestive disorder. Vomiting often damages the teeth, mouth and throat. To quickly describe it, the disorder that the same characteristic as bulimia except for weight control strategy, hence in many less problem of overweight and even obesity associated, is a category of eating disorder that along with other specific finding or eating disorder replaced eating disorder, not other weight specific. People with unifixed disorder can have similar symptoms and behavior to those with risks associated with shoe disorder.
Thank you for your attention. And to finish, the last subject that was presented to by Loina, the junk food.
Junk food is food that is not balanced. It does not provide our daily needs. Junk food is very high in calories compared to healthy food. Poor nutrition has consequences for the physical and moral health of the person. Despite what most people of the think, junk food is not just about fast food. Very often people buy junk food because it's fast and not very expensive.
Thank you for this very recurring subject. Thank you very much to everyone, starting with you, listener, as well as the team who presented us this subject. Bravo to the class of 1-2SA. Thank you to the teacher, Ms. Turner and Ms. Roussel. And thank you to finish the recording and to the sound. Thank you very much to Monsieur Neureux.